Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Thanks for joining me on this lovely, lovely Saturday. This is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends or neighbors. If you want to talk about events coming up in central Wisconsin or anything else under the sun or blue skies with a few fluffy clouds, that's a nice looking day out there. We'll talk about that as well. That's what the show is all about. 424-2600 is the number to call. We've got our regular features here. We have our mailbag items. Almost lost my words there. Mailbag items. We've got news and notes, calendar of events, and a few other surprises going on today. I want to try something a little bit new with Over the Back Fence. Don't worry. Everything is going to stay the same. Call 424-2600, and we will talk about things you're looking to sell or buy. But I thought we'd try something a little different today, so stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll find out what that is as we move along here. Let's open the show with first of all, before we do anything else, a big shout-out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. And we have a really cool announcement to make for this, too. Because they're not only in Wisconsin Rapids anymore, they have opened a branch office in Stevens Point. Yes, that is correct. So, if you're going to go to Stevens Point, you want to go to 1265 Main Street, Suite 103 in Stevens Point. In Wisconsin Rapids, it's 3340 8th Street South. So, you have two places now you can go to check it out. It's the same either way. No cost consultation for health, life, Medicare insurance. Any questions you have about all of those, no cost consultation, call them up at 424-4101, 424-4101. That's the same for either office, by the way. They're open 8 to 5 at both locations, Monday through Friday. Check out their website, jca-insurance.com. You can get all this information and more there. If you'd rather email them about this consultation, you can do that at the website as well. But once again, big shout out to our sponsors of Over the Back Fence, Jeff Clark and Associates. Up next here, let's take a quick review of what happened last night in the Northwoods League, specifically the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They wrapped up their 2-game set with the Lakeshore Chinooks, unfortunately, on the short end of a 7-3 score. They split the 2-game series there in Lakeshore, they're at their home park. They're going to be back home again tonight, everyone. Taking on the Traverse City Pit Spitters, one of the better names in minor league baseball. I don't know if this is minor league baseball. This is Northwoods League baseball. Any baseball team, Pit Spitters is great. Of course, they were just in Michigan last week. Now they're coming up to play us in Wisconsin Rapids. We have the game starting at 6:35. Our pregame starts at 6:20 on WFHR. Join Joey as he does the play-by-play. If you're not going to the game tonight, I would encourage you to do so. It's going to be a lovely game tonight. The weather looks wonderful. So I would definitely encourage you to get your tickets. Go to raftersbaseball.com. You can buy them online. You can buy them at the door as well. Cheer on the boys. Game starts at 6:35 tonight. They have their second game of the series tomorrow. Game starts at 1:05. Pregame, 12:50. On WFHR, of course, you'll catch all the action here on these airwaves like you do every single year, like you have every single year since the Rafters have been around over 10 years here on WFHR. Support the boys this summer. Go check it out. Looking ahead to the schedule here on these airwaves, both here at WFHR and our sister station, WIRI. Don't forget, the Sunrise Show is taking place from 7 to 8 every Monday through Friday on WIRI, Wisconsin Country 105.5. Country Coffee and Conversation. Join James and his guest host for that. And then here on WFHR from 8 to 10 every Monday through Friday, the morning show kicks off with all the things you know and love. Misty's Menu, Star of the Day, Pet of the Week, Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday as well. Those are all going to be highlighted this coming week. Now, what's coming up this weekend? Hope you were able to tune in at 7 o'clock this morning for the Polka Show. Tim Sunshine Polka Variety Show happens every 7 a.m. on Saturday. The show is going to be preempted this Sunday, of course, because of Rafters baseball. But later on Sunday, Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. We have songs about what? I have to remember what I picked this week. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a repeat. But now I can't remember what I'm going to do. Angels. Angels. Is it Angels? Yes. No, not Angels. It's something. It's something. Tune in. Find out. 6 to 8 is on Sunday. Seth Faces the Music. We do have a new director's cut this week, though, from 8 to 9 on Sunday on WFHR. James and I talk about what's happened to the summer blockbuster. Recent news about, you know, surefire hits not hitting at all. In fact, losing money. What has happened with the movies? That's what James and I talk about, along with a couple of other subjects. We got more guests coming up in the future in director's cut, but it's just a James and me show this week. So tune in for that. From 8 to 9, it's a brand new show, Director's Cut, on Sunday. And don't forget, on Thursdays from 7 to 8, we've got Trail Tunes on WIRI 105.5. Songs with cowboys, songs, western songs, south of the border, you name it. If it's an old-timey cowboy song, we have played it and will be playing it on Trail Tunes, 7 to 8, WIRI 105.5. All right, everyone, 424-2600 is the number to call. Don't leave me alone here. We are going to get into our mailbag items soon and our news and notes, other kinds of things that we do on Over the Back Fence. But first, before we take our first break here, I do want to let you know that I'm going to try something a little different today. I feel like playing a little more music here. And what this means for you is not much. 424-2600, the lines will still be open while I'm playing this music. I will take your information of what you're looking to sell, your phone number, your contact information. I will take that over the phone while the music is playing. So don't let that scare you away. I will continue to take calls, like I said, 424-2600, while I play this music. I'll play a couple of songs during the hour here, just to let things go a little bit, so you don't have to listen to me the whole time. But before I do that, let's go ahead and grab our first call of the day. Good morning. You're on the show.
Top of the morning. Hey, I got a couple of flat-screen TVs for sale. I have a 55-inch and a 65-inch. It's Samsung. The 65 has a wall mount for $250 for that one. And a 55-inch will take $200 for that one. And they're only 3 years old, both of them, so they're really nice shape. Also, they're HD 4K.
All right.
That means something to people, I guess. That's what my son tells me.
Very good, very good. I like that,
okay,
yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, yeah. So, okay, interested for sure. These are good deals. But 715, 712. 0356, if you guys have a good day and stay cool, right?
That's right, 712-0356.
Got it.
All right. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. That was a great call. Great way to start off the show here. A couple of flat screen TVs for sale. Sounds like a pretty good deal there. 712-0356. 712-0356 is the number to call if you're interested in either one of those TVs. That's how easy it is, ladies and gentlemen. 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence. Before we go to a break here, let's throw a song up there. Let's look back to my childhood in the 1990s. I was a teenager, and a pretty classic tune here, I gotta say. It's probably more known for its video than anything else, but I'm partial to it. Plus, it's got a great thing because there's no rain today. It's a lovely day out there. Over the Back Fence, here is Blind Melon, No Rain.
Two, and speak my point of view, but it's not safe.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everybody. On this July 8th, it's 11:21 on the clock. Thanks so much for joining me. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves right now. During the break, we did get a phone call here. A couple of items for sale. We have a dog pen, an outside dog pen for sale, as well as a luggage carrier for a vehicle, $50 for both of those items. If you want more information, or if you'd like, if you're interested in either of those items, 325-2047, 325-2047, the number to call for that. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call live right now. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, I have a pair of men's Thoroughgood leather work shoes. They're size 13. They're brand new, never worn, for $10. A single burner electric range, never used, for $10. And an oak five-door chest for $40, in very good condition. My phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend out there. Got a couple of items here for sale, some work shoes, a single burner range, and a chest of drawers. If you're interested in any one of those items, 991-0242, 991-0242, the number to call for that. 424-424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence right now. Let's go ahead and get into our mailbag items. We have one item today for sale, a 2004 Sportster 883, custom low miles, like new, asking $3,700 for it. 715-451-5711, 451-5711, ask for Tom for the 2004 Sportster 883, custom, low miles, like new, $3,700 is what they are asking for that. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, we would love to have you put something in there. You can drop it off in person at 1690 2nd Avenue South. We are right across from the Armory, kitty corner from the DMV. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Those are our office hours. You can come drop those items off, or excuse me, drop off the, not the items, the description of the items to Pam here. Make sure you include that contact number, of course, very, very important. Same thing is if you're emailing us at OTBF at WFHR.com. You can email me, Seth, at civicmedia.us as well. I can take those items off of your hands. Three, we last get you limited to three, and you make a good description if you're dropping it off or you're emailing us. Please let us know what it is you're trying to sell or what you're looking for. Makes it a lot easier on the air. Also, that contact information, double check, make sure that is correct. And we want to make sure they can get a hold of you in order to do that. All right, that's going to wrap up the mailbag for this week. We have, of course, lots of news and notes and calendar of events coming up right now. We're going to go through these. Please feel free to call 424-2600 while I'm going through this information. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get to your call as soon as I possibly can. I want to throw a reminder out there that Stuff the Desk is going to be happening in August, and we ask that you, if you are in need, to please register. You have until August 3rd to do that. A couple of ways to register. It's very easy. You can go to the United Way's website, uswac.org. Click the Stuff the Desk banner. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5, and they will be able to register you that way as well. The event itself will be taking place August 18th and 19th. At the former East Junior High School, located at 311 Lincoln Street. The reason we ask for registrations is there is a time slot that will be assigned to you to come pick up your items on the 18th and the 19th. Like we said, that registration must be submitted by August 3rd. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th, between 10 and 10:30. Supplies are not guaranteed. So make sure you are guaranteed to get the supplies you need by signing up at the United Way. We are still collecting shoes here at 1690 2nd Avenue South for the Southwood County Humane Society, the Shoe Us the Love event that we're continuing to take here. You can drop them off through August 4th. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But come on in. We will take those shoes, gently used, worn, and new shoes, of course. We will take all of those. And these donations all go to support the Southwood County Humane Society, our good friends over there. If you'd like some more information, you can call them at 423-0505 or email swchs@swchs.com. More information about this, about adopting, all the other things that the Southwood County Humane Society does. Call that, email that, and they can give you some answers. The Summer Free Meals for All Kids program put on by the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools will be resuming this week. We've got the Lincoln High School providing breakfast from 7:30 to 8:30 all this week. Also, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, RAMS, will be providing breakfast as well from 8 to 8:30. Going through July 28th, so this all this week as well, those will be available. Lunch will be happening at in Mead Park near the Splash Pad all this week from 11:30 to 12:30. Also at Witter Park in the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center from 11:30 to 12:30 as well all this week. Please note that all meals must be consumed on site and cannot be taken as a to-go meal. Keep that in mind, everybody. Looking ahead to this week at our good friends at the Southwood County YMCA, their summer camps will be happening. This week's theme is Wacky Wet Wild Water Week. Very alliterative, thank you for that. Campers will experience a week of wet and wild fun. Water Week is a favorite summer camp, and this year is no different. This week will beat the heat with lots of swimming and water games. If you're interested, go to their website, swcymca.org. Give them a call at 818-9622. If you have any questions about this or any of the summer camps they're offering throughout the summer, and they will get you the information you need. Also happening through August 15th, a media exhibition over at the Alexander House in Port Edwards will be exploring the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly and celebrate Port Edwards being named a monarch village. This is brought to us by Kathy and Patrick McGrath, monarch enthusiasts from Port Edwards. The exhibit will continue, like I said, through August 15th. The Alexander House is open 1 to 4 Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, or by special appointment. For more information, go to their website, alexanderhouseonline.org/events, and you will find out more about this really cool art exhibit going on through August 15th. Going on as we speak, and I can't think of a nicer day for it, the Downtown Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market happening until 2 o'clock today. Get fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids, including going on right now, iHeart Art Studios has face painting today till 2 o'clock. So go and check that out if you want to get some paint on your face. And no, it's not just some guy with a big, broad paintbrush that just slaps like blue on your face. No, no, this is much cooler than that. Although, should I try that sometime? Just say face painting and just with a big, no, Seth, don't. We're not going to do that. So, the Downtown Farmers Market today, located at First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggin Street. Every Thursday and Saturday, of course, that will be open throughout the summer through October this year, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursdays and Saturdays, all throughout the summer. All right, let's turn to some events that are happening this weekend, including something we love to talk about. Happening today, in fact, it's going to start around 3:30 today, the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department Street Dance. Their annual street dance. It's the 76th, by the way, which I think is very, very cool. It's going to be starting off with a parade at 3:30, like I said. Just go down to Main Street in Rudolph. There will also be activities for the kids, food trucks, and refreshments. Stick around. Music by Southbound will start at 5 p.m., which is very, very cool. Great local band. And Fireworks at Dusk by the Braddock Company. What a great day. Not only does it support the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department, it's a fun street dance. It's something they've been doing for years and years. So go say thank you to firefighters and all the great work that they do there. Enjoy the parade. Have fun with the music. And check out the greatest, I don't know if it could very well be the greatest fire department patch ever. The Rudolph Fire Department patch. I love it. It is so, so cool. So that's happening today. And why wouldn't we go ahead and take a break right now, everybody, on Over the Back Fence? When we come back, we'll start talking about what's coming up for this week, events that will be happening for this week throughout Central Wisconsin. Got a lot of interesting things coming up for that. And we'll be talking, taking more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to WFHR's Over the Back Fence on this Saturday, July 8th. Hope everyone's having a great start to their weekend out there. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. You're looking to buy or sell from your friends and neighbors throughout Central Wisconsin. That's what this show is all about. Let's go ahead and get into what's happening this coming week throughout Central Wisconsin. Got lots of stuff going on that we want to highlight. First of all, we're going to talk about Monday and the next performance, the next event that's happening, put on by the Arts Council, which is very, very cool. Kids from Wisconsin will be doing their show coming up at 7 o'clock on Monday at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. The iconic Kids from Wisconsin are rolling out the red carpet for their 55th summer season of musical excellence. You'll sure to be starstruck as they pay homage to our nation's famous award shows that celebrate accomplishments. Woo! Had a hard time with that one. From the stage, screen, and beyond. We've got a couple of local kids in it as well, so be sure, if you're interested at all in this, to check it out. Tickets are $17 and are on sale at the Arts Council of Southwood County, 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101. And their office hours are from 10 to 2:30, Monday through Thursday. That's 10 to 2:30, Monday through Thursday. You may also call during those times, 715-424-2787, or order your tickets online 24/7 at savorthearts.org. This is a very cool event, and I would say also, because this is on Monday, tune in. to the morning show from 8 to 10 here on WFHR. We've got, I think, James is giving away. Yep, I do see them right here. James will be giving away two tickets to this show for Monday night. So stay tuned for that. Be sure to listen for that. All right, before we move on to the rest of the week, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. Is that?
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Oh, we're down in the market. We're really busy.
All right. Oh, yes. Make sure, everyone, get down there to the market. There's not going to be anything left. It's too busy. It's going to be picked clean. Thanks for the update, Gary.
All righty.
All right. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Our on-the-spot reporter with the update of the farmer's market. Thanks for the call. Really do appreciate it. Head on down there. Get yourself some produce. Get to have some fun. Get your face painted. If that's, you know, your sort of thing. So go ahead and check it out. All right, continuing on with what's coming up this week. Our friends at Focus are teaming up with UW Extension Wood County for offering several classes throughout the month of July. The next one will be coming up on Tuesday. Our good friend Janelle Weir, the horticultural educator with Extension, will be talking about propagation herbs, talking about some herb propagation. The class will be from 3 to 4 at the Focus Building at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can RSVP by calling 715-421-8437. That's 421-8437. Or go online to bit.ly/focus2023, and you can sign up that way. There'll be some more fun classes coming up in the rest of July. We've got Hannah Wendels, a FoodWise educator with Extension, with smart shopping for fruits and vegetables, including farmers market season. Ooh, of course, that's very excellent. Considering our farmers market here, and there's Rome and Marshfield, of course, we all have farmers markets throughout the summer. And then on the 25th of July, Jackie Carantini, human development and resources educator with Extension, will have financial services inventory, what is it, and how to complete one, which is very cool. Learn all kinds of good stuff from our friends at Extension and Focus, life skills that you may need in the future or maybe right now. Also on Tuesday, we got a couple of events happening in Rome. Campfire painting with iHeart Art Studios at the Leicester Public Library in Rome. Two sessions coming up on Tuesday. The first one will be from 12 to 2. The second one from 3 to 5. Create a beautiful campfire painting with Becky from iHeart Art Studios. Registration is required. All you need to do is register with the library for this. So you can either stop by the library front desk or call 715-325-8990. That's 325-8990 to register to make your own campfire painting. How cool is that? Also on Tuesday in Rome at the Rome Town Center Gazebo, it's the next Gather by the Gazebo, the one for July. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, presented by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Bring your lawn chair or blanket and enjoy Gather by the Gazebo for music in the park at the Town Center. Food will be available for purchase from a Chatterbox Catering. So you know there'll be great food there as well, great music. Can't wait to check it out. That's coming up on Tuesday the 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Rome Town Center. Also coming up on Tuesday, it's the next City Band concert for Wisconsin Rapids. 7:30, Robinson Park. They've only got a few left here. Their last concert's going to be August 1st. So, if you haven't had a chance yet, get to see the band. We've heard some great reviews this year. Pam Hilke went to see it. She had a great review. She said it was a lot of fun. It was very good. Learn to see how good of our city band really is. So the next chance is coming up on Tuesday the 11th, 7:30 at Robinson Park. That's their normal digs for the summer. Coming up on Wednesday, of course, the next American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin. From 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are, of course, welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. And if you have any questions about this or any other veterans thing that's going on in Central Wisconsin, your man to talk to is Bill Heck, 262 262-496-3198, 262-496-3198. Bill is the man to see about this, the new Heroes Cafe that they're going to be opening up in Stevens Point as well. They're expanding, which is very cool. Can't wait to talk more about that. And if you missed it, go check out the archive for Monday's show here on the 3rd, and Bill talks about other events happening for veterans in this area. Looking ahead more on Wednesday, there's a lot going on Wednesday, so let's keep going. Up in up in Junction City, they've got a cool supper going on, the Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper, to benefit the Junction City Parochial School. It's every second Wednesday, May through October, at the Junction City Community Park on Case Avenue. Goes from 4 to 7:30 p.m. They're going to have some raffle drawings there as well. If you have any questions or want some more information, call Norman at 715-540-8186, 540-8186. And that's the monthly Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper to benefit the Junction City Parochial School. We like to talk about them here as well. More events on Wednesday. My goodness. The Chamber is offering their next off-the-clock event, and this one's a little bit different. This is a street dance. That's right. They did it last year, and they're doing it again this year. It's going to be at Shopmaster from 4 to 9 p.m. They're located at 850 Rosecrans Street in Rapids. The event is free and open to the public. Must be 18 to attend. Live music by the Jimmies. Horse wagon rides, food, beer, raffles, bring your own lawn chair. Very, very cool. This, of course, put on by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And a very, very fun event. They do it a little different for this one. It's kind of a street dance. It's a block party. 850 Rosecrans Street. Shopmaster will be the host for the next off-the-clock event. It's going to be lots of fun with live music and great food there as well. If you're looking in the mood for bingo, of course, we offer that every Wednesday. Or I should say the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, offers it every Wednesday. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Help support the American Heroes Cafe and the other things that the Elks Lodge does. Bill did mention that the American Heroes Cafe, I'm sorry, I didn't mention this before, will be moving again back to Cross Point Church. But that will be coming up soon. We'll let you know when that starts again as well. Big shout out to the Elks Lodge for hosting it for now, but that will be moving shortly. Another big event happening on Wednesday. Can't get enough of it. We're helping to sponsor this one, Bark in the Park. Go ahead to the Rafters game at 6. Our game starts at 6:35. Bring your pet to the ballpark. Bring your dog. There'll be a dress-up contest for personal pets, groomer wars, contests during the game, bingo games, prizes, and more. Bring your pet to the game. This is to bring a donation to the Southwood County Humane Society and receive a gift from Kohler Generators and Current Technologies, who are sponsoring it, along with WFHR. We will be sponsoring it as well. This is at Witterfield coming up on Wednesday, and we can't tell you enough how big we are. We can't wait for this event. It's going to be so much fun, and we are very, very much looking forward to it. That's Bark at the Park this coming Wednesday, the 12th. Looking ahead to Thursday, we have the Neighborhood Table. We'll be serving their community meal from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Once more at the Focused Center, 2321 West Grand Avenue. That's where the Focus building is now, and that's also where they serve the Neighborhood Table meal every Thursday from 4:30 to 6. Got some stuff coming up next weekend as well. We'll quick cover that right now. The next Ruby's Pantry will be happening next Saturday, the 15th, from 8 to 9:30 a.m. or until food is gone. This is drive-through only, just a reminder of that. It'll be happening at Pitch Elementary School, 501 17th Street South in Rapids. Donation amount per bundle is $25. You can go to rubyspantry.org to choose your pickup time to register for a scheduled pickup. They have separate lines for if you have registered beforehand and paid that way, or if you have cash, $25 for that. They have a separate line for that. They also want to remind everyone, please enter the parking lot off Pear Street. Attendants will direct you to the lot. Stay in your vehicle. The food is pre-boxed. Leave your own boxes and baskets at home. And please have the vehicle cleaned out for boxes of food. goes without saying. That's a nice way to have stuff there to leave room for the food they're going to be giving you. Now, this is a big box of food. Remember that as well. So it's a it's not small. You're going to get plenty of food from this. If you have any questions, email M. Mertens, M-M-E-R-T-E-N-S, at EmmanuelRapids.com. And also check out their Facebook page, Ruby's.Emmanuel Lutheran Church, for more information on what Ruby's is all about and how to get some food from them. All right, let's take a quick break here. We got one more break to get to, everybody, here before we wrap up the show. And as we do it, I'm going to play a little music into this one as well. Don't forget, while I'm doing this and during the break, you can still call 424-2600. I will answer it here in the studio and take down the information that you would like to impart to your friends and neighbors here. I got a song here from 1983 from a band, Complete Madness, one of the great ska bands of all time. And we're going to be playing that as we go into our break here. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Got a few minutes left in the show here. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday. Do appreciate all the callers and all the listeners out there. We do have a caller right now, so let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello, I got an air conditioner for sale. It's in excellent condition, guaranteed to work great. I would like to have $150 for it. My phone number is 715-325-6650.
325-6650.
Correct.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. Air conditioner for sale. If you're looking for one, 325-6650, 325-6650 is the number to call if you are interested in that item. All right, let's see here. Got a couple of minutes to wrap up the show here, 424-2600. If you want to get a call in right before we wrap it up here, that would be wonderful. Got a couple of things coming up next. One thing in particular coming up next Saturday, which I think is really cool. It's a little bit out of our area here, but this is a really neat thing in La Crosse happening next Saturday. The 4000 Foundation proudly announces plans for the Rail Fair to be held Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Copeland Park, Rose and Clinton Streets in La Crosse. Since 1991, Rail Fair has grown to become one of the premier summer railroad events in the Midwest. This 30th annual event celebrates the area's railroad heritage while raising funds to maintain and restore the La Crosse Short Line Railroad Heritage Museum in Copeland Park. I am a sucker for train museums, for maintaining trains. I think they're cool, and this is a great opportunity to go ahead and check it out if you're going to be in La Crosse. I want to make a fun little day trip. Admission to the rail fair is just $5. Children's 12 and under are free when accompanied by an adult. They will also have, the things they have here are just really cool. They traditionally host vendors from six states offering 250 tables of railroad-related merchandise. Rail fair patrons will have the opportunity to buy, sell, and trade an outstanding selection of model, toy, and antique trains, books, magazines, railroad memorabilia, railroad art, hobby supplies, and much more. The Short Line Railroad Heritage Museum will be open for guided tours. The big steam locomotive whistle can be blown for a small donation. That's very cool. And several railroad exhibits and displays will also be offered. So check it out. Next Saturday from 10 to 4 at Copeland Park in La Crosse, the 31st annual Rail Fair. That sounds like a lot of fun. If I weren't here, I would have to be here for Over the Back Fence. I would seriously consider doing that because it sounds like a blast. All right, looking ahead, I just want to mention a couple more things because we do have some blood drives coming up in Wisconsin Rapids. If you're looking for a way to help others but maybe don't have time or money to spare, blood donation costs nothing, takes less than an hour, and saves lives. Blood cannot be manufactured, so donation is the only way for someone whose life depends on the generosity of others. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin will be holding blood drives in Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and again on Monday, July 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. The drives will take place in the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. They do encourage people to schedule an appointment. You can just call 866-566-5900. That's the Blood Center of Wisconsin's toll-free number. That's where you can make an appointment. And it's also important if you have any questions at all about that. People with medical conditions who are taking any medications are asked to call that toll-free number before attending the blood drive, to find out if they are eligible to donate. So some more information. We have these every month from the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, but it's nice to have more of that information out there, a little bit more information about not only getting an appointment, but also if you have any conditions that they might need to know about before you are able to give blood. If you want some more information, our contact is Rebecca Perkins, 715-842-0761. rperkins@bcnwy.org is the email address for her. Any other questions, or you can call that toll-free number for that kind of thing as well. So keep that in mind, everyone. Blood drives coming up in Wisconsin. We've got more throughout the area coming up, and we will let you know about those. In fact, I'll do that right now because we do have a American Red Cross blood drive coming up on the 21st at McMillan Library from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 490 East Grand Avenue. So want to keep that in mind as well. Programming note coming up next is the Cripes Cast, Charlie Barron. His funny and insightful interview show. So check that out from 12 to 1. And then from 1 to 2, we've got the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. And Earl Ingram from their show earlier in the week. Talk about football, life, and all kinds of other things. It's very cool. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, Gilbert Brown is a scream. He is great. Don't forget, of course, Raptors baseball tonight, pregame, is at, I got to get my sheet out here. I don't know what the pregame is here. Let's see, what's the pregame today? 6:20, first pitch at 6:35, going against Traverse City here in Wisconsin Rapids. And then tomorrow, pregame on WFHR starts at 12:50, first pitch at 1:05. We got another game, more games coming up, of course, on that. We'll be giving away more Raptors tickets as we go along here as well. Stay tuned, everyone. Thanks for joining me today on Over the Back Fence. This is great for the call. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for everyone for listening, keeping the show going strong. We will see you again next Saturday. Don't forget to tune in to Seth Faces the Music on Sunday at 6, and then at 8, the new Director's Cup with Director's Cut with James and me. Boy, am I glad this show is over. Have a great weekend, everyone.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.